The mask seen here from the 17th or 18th century was found at an archaeological excavation at Storaborg near the Eyjafjall Mountains. The reason it was made is not known, but it's the only one of its kind found in Iceland from this period. It was probably a child's toy or used for some other kind of entertainment. The mask may also have been used to enliven spellbinding folktales of ghosts and other strange creatures. There's a good chance that innocent souls were frightened out of their wits meeting this frightful face in a dark farm passage. There has been some conjecture that the mask was part of Vikivaki games popular in Iceland in the 16th and 17th centuries. Vikivaki was a get-together featuring circle dances. Between dances, a masked being appeared as some kind of monster. Contemporary sources say that it was completely grotesque, covered in the ugliest rags imaginable and dangling shells that clattered and clinked. Masks were certainly used in these games, and one description goes as follows. First, an angular board about half a cubit long and over a quarter of a cubit wide is taken. Two horns from a gelded ram are nailed to the board, and the eyes are built below the horns and glass snapped in. Shaggy grey sheepskins are nailed below the cheeks. Nostrils are also made, and two candle holders, that is, forms of them made of wood that holes are made in. Two torches are inserted there and lighted, and then the creature comes into the room. A square hole is made below the eyes. A peg is driven in there that the person playing the monster holds.